The Denali Commission may have to return $15 million in federal funds. The commission carried over the funds from various sources and obligated them to other projects. Now Congress says it wants the money back. That could have a major impact on projects in rural Alaska. Denali Commission funding reached a high of $140 million from various sources in 2005 and has since been steadily declining. Funding last year was less than $65 million. Amid that reality, commissioners have held listening sessions in Anchorage, Bethel, Fairbanks, and Juneau over the last month. The final session is in Nome tomorrow at Pioneer Hall. Rosemarie Alexander from member station KTOO attended the Southeast Alaska session and files this report.
When the late Senator Ted Stevens wrote the bill creating Denali Commission, he believed an independent federal agency would be more efficient at delivering federal dollars to rural Alaska communities. The commission leverages the money it receives from Congress to attract funding from federal, state, and other partner agencies. It spent more than $1 billion across Alaska over the last 12 years. Most has gone to energy and healthcare projects, the rest to transportation, community facilities, job training, and economic development. At each listening session, commissioners ask Native and community leaders what the commission is doing right, what it should be doing, and how to improve.
Within that environment, I think it's important to note that our funding appropriations each year go down. And so that's an important aspect of our discussions and what we end up doing over the next decade.
The agency is currently going through federal reauthorization. Federal co-chair Joel Niemeyer says the Obama administration's budget indicates strong support, but it's up to Alaska's congressional delegation to convince their colleagues to increase funding.
Federal Office of Management Budget has said very pointedly that they appreciate the work the Denali Commission does in this role of government coordination. They see that as the magic of the commission.
Niemeyer says session comments have generally been focused on energy, health care, and transportation. And while folks have all said thanks, there also is criticism. For example, the tank farm at Gustavus. It's part of the $500 million the commission has spent in Southeast Alaska on energy projects. Mayor Jim Makoviak and predecessor Sandy Marchbank told commissioners at the Juneau session the agency had selected a poor partner for the project, and the community has been dealing with problems ever since.
Please review your policies with the community in mind, not the interpretation of your program partners. Go back to all the communities where you funded projects and learned what went right and what went wrong. The Denali Commission needs to become comfortable in the role of here, as in the buck stops here.
A 2007 McDowell Group report noted similar frustration from other local leaders concerned that goals and priorities of partner agencies, for example, the Alaska Energy Authority, weren't the same as communities. And beyond funding, they didn't know what role the Denali Commission had played in their project. Peter Norrose is general manager and president of Kootsnuwu, Angoon's Village Corporation. He noted money and permission to do things are the biggest obstacles that villages face.
I think being able to streamline and work with the communities and the state and the federal government to come up with recommendations on how we actually build and develop basic infrastructure in rural Alaska is the highest calling of this commission.
Over the last decade, 29% of statewide funding has gone to health care. The agency has been part of building 100 health clinics across rural Alaska. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium has received $20 million. Roald Helgeson is president of SEARCH.
And I'm here to also tell you there's 100 more yet to be built. In one of our communities, the community of Huna, it's still two 1970s four-service trailers tied together by a Wanigan. It's in desperate need of renovation.
The Huna Clinic is finally on the Denali Commission list and searching for matching funds. Joel Niemeyer has been commissioned federal co-chair for about 15 months. With $1 billion invested in about 2,000 projects statewide, he expects the criticism.
You're going to have some problems here and there, and so if you're trying to shy away from them, then you're not breaking new ground.
Niemeyer says the question becomes, at what funding level can the commission do its job of coordinating federal agencies to deliver the services, programs, and projects that rural Alaska needs?
If you have insufficient funding, then I don't know if you can do it well.
Making comments from the communities even more important. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.